Welcome to another edition of Plays That Change the Game right here on Giants.com. I'm John Schmuck. As always, we're joined by former Giants center Sean O'Haron. Sean, the Giants, a very disappointing 23-0 loss to the Seahawks. The Giants' first regular season home shutout since 95, but a more recent one in the playoffs that you were involved in.
John, I mean, disappointing, I don't think is a strong enough word. I mean, for the offense to come out and perform as poorly as they did. I mean, Seattle's a good defense, but this offense was so inept all day long, and it really overshadowed the fact that the defense played very well, especially in the first half on third down. And, you know, a tough day for Giants fans, probably an even tougher day for the players and the coaches to come back and watch this film on Monday.
Yeah, it was 23-0, felt more like 42-0, considering the Giants' inability to move the football. Let's start with the Giants' defense. So they came out and they played some pretty good football. The Seahawks with the ball to start the second quarter, Russell Wilson on a 3rd-and-7 on their own 35-yard line or so, and the Giants' pass rush gets to him.
Yeah, John, I mean, when you're playing Russell Wilson, it's very paramount that when you get pressure on a quarterback, you keep him in the pocket. And Pete Carroll actually talked about after halftime how they've got to do a better job of protecting Russell Wilson. Well, here's what he was talking about. You could see here Cullen Jenkins with a great move on Paul McQuiston, who actually shares time with James Carpenter, the left guard for the Seattle Seahawks. But I'm going to go right to the end zone because it really shows the great job that Cullen Jenkins did here against the left guard. I think Cullen has had a great season. He's really played very consistent for the New York Giants. But he goes with the old outside arm chop right here, and you can see he gets Paul McQuiston lunging forward right here, punching off his outside foot. And, I mean, this is a vet move right here. This is great handwork, great acceleration right here. And one defensive lineman talk all the time, John, if you can get your hips parallel right there, you've got to be able to close the gap. You've got to be able to finish that sack, get to the quarterback. Cullen Jenkins does a great job here. And then Justin Tuck is also there as well to kind of benefit from Cullen Jenkins. And you know what? It really was a good performance by the defensive line, getting together, attacking Russell Wilson, and keeping him in the pocket as much as possible.
That's 9 sacks for Justin Tuck on the season, Sean. 4 for Cullen Jenkins, each guy getting half a sack. For our next play, we'll take a look at some special teams. This is after a Marshawn Lynch touchdown run. It gives the Seahawks the lead at 10-0. The Giants get the ball back, and Gerald Jernigan makes some positive yards on this kickoff.
Well, special teams are obviously a very, very big factor in the game. You know, the third phase that nobody really talks about. And the Seahawks, I mean, they have a lot of starters on their defense that play on the kickoff team, and it showed. But you mentioned this play specifically, John. I thought they did a great job of blocking, setting this up for Gerald Jernigan. And you know what? He's a young returner. You know, I think watching this film, he would probably say he left some yards out there on the field. I'll just go right to the end zone to show you. There was some really good blocking up front by his teammates. There was a great double team. You'll see right off the bat, Mark Herzlick and Jaquan Williams. They're going to double the L5 right here, as you would call it. And typically that's your wedge buster. Obviously there's no wedge anymore, but That's the usually the biggest guy on the kickoff team. They do a great job of doubling right here, eliminating him. That's where you create seams in this kickoff team. Marcus Kuhn as a fullback here, Demontre Moore contributing as well. Bear Pasco and Ryan Mundy right here do a great job of switching these guys off. And then backside, we got Charles James sifting up and Spencer Paysinger. Everybody does a great job, and this is what you want. If Tom Quinn is looking at this, he's saying, we've got exactly what we want in a kickoff return. We've got the defense edge to the double team. We have a great running lane for Jarrell Jernigan. Now I think it's just Jarrell's job to get vertical right here. He goes a little bit too far east and west right here. It leaves yards out there on the field right there. But great job blocking up front by the kickoff return team.
And Sean, the coach had good things to say about the special teams after the game. Now let's go to our next play. It's on that same drive after that kickoff return. The Giants have it 3rd-and-12. They have a screen set up. It's actually looking good. And yeah, then they miss a couple of blocks.
Yeah, John, it looked good for a second. And really, you know, Andre Brown, you know, I think he would have liked to have gone a little more vertical on this play. Let me show you what I'm talking about. You know, sometimes, you know, people refer to screens as hogs on skates. And when they say that, they're talking about offensive linemen that are out there in space and struggle. But here you see, you know, a good job here. They let the pass rush kind of get upfield, create some separation between the front and the linebackers. Linebackers, obviously, you said, John, 3rd-and-12, so they've got some depth. But right here, James Brewer is responsible to kick out the forced defender. That's Jeremy Lane right here, number 20. And he takes a poor angle right here. And then they end up making a great tackle right here, and Michael Bennett comes in support. I'm going to show you from the end zone where I thought they could have done a little better job of getting vertical on the screen. Now, this screen, I love the play call right here by Kevin Gilbride because Andre Brown is on the right, so you're kind of hiding him in a screen. Now you bring him over to the left. Usually what that does is that creates better angles for the offensive lineman to get up on the linebacker in case they're playing man defense. This is where I think Andre Brown could have done a better job. He catches the ball. He's almost inside the numbers when he gets it, but he drifts out here. And what that does is that changes the angle for James Brewer. Now, James Brewer's got to do a better job of thinking inside out. And one of the things that Pat Flaherty preaches all the time, when you get out in space, John, just throw. Just go ahead and dive at your defender, dive at his legs. Even if you don't get him down, you force him to bow outside. That could have been a big change for this play. And give credit to the Seattle Seahawks defense. They were swarming, but I thought they left some yards out on the field there between Andre Brown and James Brewer on that block.
Well, Sean, and it wouldn't be complete talking about the plays that changed this game if we didn't talk about a turnover. The Giants had five of them. Let's take a look at Eli's final turnover, looking for Akeem Nicks in the end zone. This was a theme all day. He kind of trusted his wide receivers to beat their guys man on man.
Yeah.
He wasn't the most accurate thrower in the world, and the receivers didn't do enough to win those one-on-one battles.
John, you said a lot of great points right there. We hope that it's Eli's final interception. And, yes, he has trusted his receivers almost to a fault. And so we'll show you on this play here what we're talking about. Richard Sherman, arguably one of the best, if not the best, corners in the league. And you know what? Eli trusts Akeem Nicks to beat him one-on-one. Because why wouldn't you want to beat Richard Sherman? You get to brag over one of the most braggadocious players in the NFL, but you mentioned the throw. Here's where I will critique Eli. Step into this throw, pal. I mean, you're fading away. You've actually got a good pocket. I mean, one of the few times he had protection, Andre Brown does a great job here stepping up and blocking the linebacker. He missed a couple times earlier in the game, but everybody's blocking their guy. You've got the opportunity. Step into this throw because this ball, John, should go to the back pylon.
Yeah, sure. If you look at it, too, look at Nicks between the 5-yard line and the goal line. You can see it. He has a step on Richard Sherman here if Eli puts it in that back corner.
Yeah, Nicks does a good job. I mean, look at the hand battle that's going on at the line of scrimmage right here. Sherman's trying to jam him, not let him off, and Akeem Nicks does a good job. I mean, that's what you're expecting from Akeem Nicks all season long.
And he's beat right there.
And right there, he does have a step on him, John. That ball needs to go to the back pylon. It could have been Akeem Nicks' first touchdown catch of the season, but it's not. And you hear defensive backs talk all the time about the tip drill. And here's how you know Richard Sherman's beat, because we've seen him in this position before jump up and actually catch that ball, but he can't get two hands on the football. Instead, he's only able to tip the football to his teammate. You know, great job by Richard Sherman doing that, but an opportunity missed for Eli. And also for Akeem Nicks, I'm sure he's frustrated because he did have the defensive back beat, and it could have been a big play for them.
It's almost like a season's worth of struggles in the passing game. We're almost encapsulated in that one play. You have at least the thought of pressure messing up Eli's mechanics. The wide receiver, for a second, might have some space. Eli's pass isn't the best, but again, the wide receiver doesn't give him a whole lot of help. Everything all in that one play.
Yeah, and really, as a quarterback, you can't let pass mistakes create future problems. And really what that comes down to, it's confidence. You have to be confident that your offense is going to protect you, your offensive line, and your running backs included. And you have to be confident that your receivers are going to make the plays if you give them the opportunities. This offense has not had confidence. They've struggled with it all season long.
Sean, we appreciate the time as always.
Thanks, Sean.
And that's all the time we have for Plays That Change the Game right here on Giants.com. For Sean O'Hara, I'm John Schmelk. We'll see you next time. Enjoy your day.